This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you happen to frequent a certain fast food joint, one that has served billions and billions, perhaps, you might have noticed they're not selling quite so many these days. McDonald's said today global sales were off last month, the first such drop in nearly 10 years. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story.
Part of what's wrong is obvious. The slowdown in Europe and Asia has consumers spending less. But that and the still recovering American economy are only part of the story.
In fast food, it's just become more competitive.
That's Bonnie Riggs, restaurant analyst at NPD Group. McDonald's is still king, so it's hyperbole to say competitors are eating its lunch, but they are taking some serious bites out of its breakfast. RJ Hadavi, senior restaurant analyst at Morningstar, says that time of day is critical to McDonald's.
It accounts for roughly a third of the overall business, and recognizing the opportunity that the breakfast hours represent, you've seen a number of competitors get into that space.
Customers still flock to McDonald's for cheap food, but the chain needs to sell more expensive dishes, too. Joe Pollack is with the food consultancy Technomic. He says McDonald's is losing business to slightly higher grade joints, what the industry calls fast casual.
Chains like Five Guys, Panera Bread, Qdoba, they are starting to encroach on McDonald's spaces. Many consumers today are actually willing to pay a little bit more for what they perceive to be a better meal.
McDonald's isn't giving up on that business. It's fighting for it with vibraphones. That's the loungy soundtrack for the new cheddar bacon onion sandwich. Every ingredient has a premium adjective attached. The bacon is hickory smoked, onions caramelized, and cheddar, well, it's just white. McDonald's hopes you'll pay $4.50 for it. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.